Praise the Lord, and welcome to episode 6 of season 8, God's Grace in Grief. I am your host, Lydia, and after the last episode, I found myself at a crossroads and not sure which direction the Lord wanted me to go in, but felt the Lord pressing upon my heart to go in this particular direction. Yet I had to pray on that a little bit longer to ensure it was His leading, because this is a very important topic, and that is forgiveness. The theme verse of this season is, of course, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Letting go of fear truly makes forgiveness so much easier. In the last episode, I had shared about reaching out to someone for help, and due to scheduling, it did not work out. However, later on, I had learned that this person had gone through something similar that I was going through. However, there was also an indication that they may not have fully healed from it, so I was grateful that there was that roadblock of scheduling, and that was truly of the Lord, because I would not want to trigger any pain or get advice that could possibly encourage the flesh more than the leading of the Holy Spirit. Not to say that would have been the case. However, there are some things that we just need to experience ourselves that God will not prevent. And so I had no resentment there. Now on to forgiveness. So forgiving in my younger years seemed to be so much easier than what it is now. Maybe about a couple decades ago, I had a hard time forgiving someone who had hurt me deeply. It may be one of the greatest hurts I've gone through in my life. I was holding on to the resentment that this person never called me to apologize, and more so that I had just made it up in my mind that this person was going on with their life carefree and not caring any of the pain that I was going through. And that really bothered me. I hung on to that for a lot longer than I needed to. And it wasn't until I attended a very specific meeting, I guess I would call it, with a couple of friends, where I heard a few different speakers and even made notes in my phone that I had continued to look at in the days and weeks and months after that meeting. And I was able to slowly let it all go. Several years later, I learned that this person did not have an easy time and was going through their own challenges in life. So by no means were they living that carefree life that I thought in my head they were living. Sometimes when we are in pain, we can jump to the wrong conclusions that if other people are involved, they are not hurting as much as we are. We can even have resentment towards that. I know that this particular relationship was not one that needed mending. However, I very much needed healing, and I repented of my resentment. I also saw God's protection in that, because it was not a relationship that nurtured or encouraged my relationship with God. Sadly, it steered me away from Him. This was not something I could see or understand while hanging on to resentment. When we forego the resentment, we are not only forgiving others, we are also drawing closer to the Lord and seeing His hand and His protection even in our sufferings. There's often a debate about whether or not to forgive without repentance. And Luke 17 verses 3-4 is often used to back up the repentance requirement to forgiveness. Let me read those verses. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Amen. I'm not disputing these verses. However, this is not an instruction to withhold forgiveness if there is no repentance. We are not to carry grudges, and we are not to carry unforgiveness in our hearts. However, there will be a difference in a relationship with a person who repents and you forgive versus a person you forgive who has not repented. It also depends on what that trespass is, because we are all flawed and we are all going to make mistakes in our relationships. So if we are constantly pointing out faults or expecting repentance over every little thing, we will not learn to grow in God's grace and what we should be overlooking. I love Mark chapter 12, verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Amen. When we see ourselves as flawed, then there should be a greater ease to forgive, knowing we haven't been perfect and we have also made mistakes. So let me forgive so I can also be forgiven, not only by our Father, but also by our tortfeasors, because we are tortfeasors as well. Years ago, I was meeting a friend for lunch, and my dad was so upset that I was meeting with this person, and he asked me, "Don't you remember what she did to you?" And I quickly replied, "No." He then told me what happened, and I had completely forgotten about it. And when he brought it up, I had such a vague memory of the incident because I did not carry it in my heart. Also, this was a friend that I was no longer in a close relationship with, so I found it odd that he thought I should have set up a boundary of no getting together with this person. I think that incident that he was referring to hurt him more than it did me. And that is one of the perils of being a parent. Yet, we also process our pain differently. And we're going to meet people who process pain differently. Some people will require a more gentle approach than others, and some will require just less words and more space. Whatever the case may be, we should encourage forgiveness, and we should also encourage it from a place of empathy and to not diminish anyone's pain in that process. Otherwise, we could just be adding more grief to grief than grace to grief. It takes God's power, it takes His love, it takes His sound mind to manage each situation differently. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for your grace, and thank you that it is because of your grace that we have the capacity to forgive. It is because you sent your only begotten Son to die for us for the remission of sins, that not only we have the gift of everlasting life, but we can come to you at any hour of the day, repent of our sins, and you forgive us. As we have been taught to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, help us to not hang on to pain or on to bitterness. Help us to repent of these things continually, so we are quick to forgive and we are quick to repent. Help us to be humble and stay humble. And may we never forget the cross. Your own Son even prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Help us to be more mindful of what we do and to always honor you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, know that I love you and the Lord loves you the most.